Hi, I'm Madonna Guy, and this is the Natural Alternative Podcast. Welcome. I'm so happy to have James back this morning. Welcome, James Rogusky.
Oh, thanks for having me. Life is crazy and things are happening really fast. So we're going to give a quick update on what's going on with the WHO.
Excellent. What did you call them the other day? The World Hypnosis Organization.
Exactly. So here's what's going on. About a week ago, an organization in Geneva, Health Policy Watch, they leaked the newest version of the pandemic treaty. And it's not like it was hacked or anything like that. And then at their meetings that they had on Monday, the delegates asked for the bureau to, release all of this information. But we got it a little bit ahead of time. And, I published it before the WHO published it. Not that, that's anything really. But it's really interesting information. And so I've put this all up on stopthetreaty.org. And I'm just encouraging everybody to read the darn documents. Don't take my word for it. Anything you hear us say right now, that's hearsay. Okay. So, listen to what we're going to say for the next 15 minutes or so, but go read the darn documents. Go to stopthetreaty.org. And I've tried to take excerpts to give you, the good stuff, right? The interesting parts. But, here's kind of sort of the take-home message. Many people have gotten things very confused between the amendments to the international health regulations, which I think we talked about last time.
Yes.
Those are super secret. The latest version of those that we've been allowed to see is more than a year old. And with the amendments to the regulations, they were supposed to give a final version 4 months in advance of their meeting, which was January 27th. So, that's in the past. They missed their deadline. That's not what I'm talking about today. And what has happened is a lot of people have gotten the information about the amendments all mixed up in their head with what most people call the treaty. And
Right.
so about a week ago, we got a brand new version of quote unquote the treaty. And I just think every one of your viewers has the capacity to read the documents and understand that what we're dealing with here, quite frankly, is corruption and organized crime beyond anything that you could possibly imagine. To give you a summary, if anybody goes to stopthetreaty.org, there's a one sheet list of the 12 top things that you want to know about the treaty. And I've tried to make it so that you can dig into the document and see what it is exactly that I'm talking about. Number one, it's not a treaty, it's a framework convention. Now, if you just know a little bit about the Framework Convention for Climate Change, you go, oh, wait a minute. That's not working out so good. What are they trying to do? Well, what a framework convention is they set up a bureaucracy, a whole bunch of unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats, to meet on a yearly basis to decide the future of all of the details because they just have a framework. So what they want to do is pump tons of money into what I call the pharmaceutical hospital emergency industrial complex. They want to employ what they refer to as one health surveillance. Now, that's not surveillance like a camera or an audio recording or a GPS on your phone. When they say one health surveillance, what they mean is anytime somebody gets a swab up their nose or some other body part, the genetic information that needs to be reported and analyzed, that's the kind of surveillance that they're talking about. But there's really no way to get around this. Wherever you find poo, there's going to be pathogens, right? Whether it's the stool sample from your companion animal when you bring your dog, your cat, or your bird, or whatever. Okay. We were just at a friend's house and he's got chickens and there's chicken poop, right? And where better to find some bird flu than in the bedding in your chicken coop or your pigsty or your horse corral or your cow barn or your you've heard of disease X, okay? Well, you guys
Oh,
got to watch out for
yeah.
you got to watch out for disease K, because maybe they're going to find some kangaroo or koala pathogen, right? And that's going to be the scariest thing. They want to surveil the world: septic systems, sewage treatment plants, bat caves, hospitals. If they can find a frightening pathogen, bring it in to this multi-billion-dollar WHO coordinated laboratory network to do some gain of function and scare the bejeebers out of people. That is the core foundation for a very profitable business model. And
Absolutely.
so many people have gotten information about what's going on with the amendments, and there's a lot of crazy stuff going on there. And they've been looking at that information and not really reading what everyone calls the treaty, which is really a framework convention. And so it's all being transposed in people's heads. What we're really looking at is an organized crime business deal to set up the infrastructure to increase by an order of magnitude the investment into looking for something to scare you with so that they can throw money at that industry and, convince people that there's something really, really scary out there. So people get jabbed or take drugs or, get tested or whatever it might be. They want to speed up the approval of any kind of jabs or drugs. And, they want to clamp down on people presenting the missing information by calling it misinformation. They don't want people to be talking about the things that you and I and many others talk about. And so all of these many things are what is actually in this new version. I mean, it's been in the thing the whole time, but it's kind of become a little bit more clear, because what they're arguing about on one level is outlandishly complicated. They refer to it as the Pathogen Access and Benefit Sharing System. I published an article this past week or so, and it will hurt your brain. Okay, it hurts my brain. It's too much, the arguments that are going back and forth. But I think I can simplify it. If you realize just how much money was made by the genetic information of what people said was, the original strain, and then the genetic information of what South Africa and Botswana said was Omicron. If you look at that like a nation's natural resource, if it was iron ore or diamonds or gold or forestry products or whatever, and you took it to another nation, and oil and gas, right? The raw crude oil, and then you go refine it, it's worth way, way, way more money. So the new version of the natural resource that's being exploited is genetic information about pathogens.
Yeah.
So when South Africa and Botswana shared the Omicron genetic sequence, they were doing what they thought they were obligated to do under the regulations. But then Pfizer and Moderna turned it into the boosters and made a couple of more billion dollars. So what these negotiations are really about is like, hey, wait a minute. We gave you some info, and you literally made a killing off of it, literally and financially.
Yeah.
Where are our benefits? Where's our piece of the pie?
Yes.
Pathogen access benefit sharing system. We give you the scary genetic sequence of some potential pathogen. You share the benefits with us, is what they're arguing about. I have every faith in the world that when the average man or woman anywhere on the planet looks at this and realizes that this is just organized crime trying to get billions of dollars from nations and foundations to build out. Literally, it says in Annex 1 of the amendments, developed nations shall help developing nations build state-of-the-art facilities. You go, wait a minute, you want developed nations money to build out the pharmaceutical hospital emergency industrial complex to go looking for pathogens in low and middle income countries so that now they can profit off of jabbing their people because they missed out the first time around. They didn't get as many jabs as Canada or United Kingdom or European Union or whatever. This is what we're dealing with. And I'm just here to spread the word and encourage everybody, read the darn documents. Go to stopthetreaty.org, look through it. I always give my phone number. I'm in the United States, so you might have to add a country code or
I'll
something.
just share that for a sec,
310.
James. So this, oh, hello.
Yeah, hit no
So
thanks down on the
this
bottom.
is it
Okay.
here? Or not that one?
Seems like you're in the right spot. Scroll on down until you see a gray graphic. There you go. Those are the 12 things that I was mentioning. They want a pathogen access benefit sharing system, a laboratory network, global supply chain, One Health surveillance, gain of function, speeding up regulatory approval, and they don't want to hold big pharma liable for it. So if people, if you get yourself here and you scroll down and you read the documents that are available, I think what people should do is if you scroll way down the page, like scroll halfway down the page, because there's a lot of stuff here, some information about the amendments. But here I've broken it down piece by piece. Just take one of these things, some of their terminology, right? A health worker, right? 1E means individuals who provide assistance or surveillance.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
Just putting it
so
out there.
take any one of the pieces of the puzzle that are here and get out your camera, take a photograph, screenshot, video, and if any of this is something that triggers a thought in your viewers' opinions, just do a little 2-minute video about, hey, what does this mean? What is the WHO coordinated laboratory network and why do we need that? And who's going to profit from it? And who's going to get the contract? Tedros, at a meeting at the World Government Summit a couple of weeks ago now, said that the WHO has a 20,000 square meter distribution facility in Dubai. Kind of wrap your head around how big that is. Okay. And go, how much would it cost to fill such a distribution point with pandemic-related products? And do you want Tedros to be in charge of dishing out the contracts and distributing the money? That is what they want to control. They want to control the logistics so that when they say there's something scary out there, a lot of people make a lot of money, and it ain't going to be you. And so my notice for everybody is just read the document, make up your own mind. Don't repeat what I'm saying. That's, if you heard me say something, dig in, look at the actual documents. If you have any questions, I don't think I gave my full phone number, 310-619-3055. You can text me or Signal or Telegram or WhatsApp or whatever it may be. We in the United States pushed back against something very similar about a decade ago, something called the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And what happened then was Obama signed us into it. And then the people learned what it was before the Senate ever considered giving their consent to it. And just simple public awareness and hubbub and uproar made it crystal clear to all of the politicians that if anybody supported that, they didn't have a chance because everybody knew what the heck was going on. And I have every faith that if people just read the documents and understand, this isn't about your health. This is about setting up, an organized crime, money laundering syndicate to profit from finding something that they can scare you with all over again. So, read up, learn, spread the word, share this video. Go to stopthetreaty.org. And if you have any questions, give me a call. Be happy to try to help you out. And, then take any piece of it and start asking questions. Ask your member of parliament, ask your neighbor, ask whomever. And Tedros actually invited almost a year ago. He said, "Oh, if anybody has any questions, just, let us know if you have any questions." Start asking questions. What is this? And what is this? And who's going to watch the money? And who's going to get the money? And who's going to decide who gets the money?
Oh, I'm
And
sure the money will disappear.
so thanks for, thanks for a chance to just give this little news update. They're negotiating this week, next week, then they're going to take a couple of weeks break, and then they're going to have another 2 week negotiations. And they're having a hard time because the little crime bosses who want a piece of the pie are arguing with the bigger crime bosses for intellectual property and manufacturing know-how and investment capital and so forth and so on. And so they're having a difficult time reaching an agreement. And I aim to make it a little bit more difficult for them because people are going to be watching.
Yeah.
And
No, I have noticed.
everyone out there is smart enough to understand corruption when they see it.
Absolutely. And I notice even on Facebook, if you go to World Health Organization, their comments are not lovingly saying thank you for looking after us for the last 4 years. There's a lot of other comments out there.
Yep. So
That's
thank
awesome,
you.
James. So thank you again for the update. It is amazing. You're absolutely right. It's amazing how fast this is all moving and how we're being wrapped up into a little, being strangled by the python.
It's gonna fall apart and crumble just as fast.
Awesome. Excellent. Thank you so much. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Love speaking to you. Thanks, James.